This is the Woody and Jim Show podcast. Kind of like the Nashville Predators, some talented people put together, and eventually they'll do something good.
So far, the only Stanley Cups we have are the ones we bought at Target. Monday morning, and it's also Selection Monday.
That's right.
For our little game, our little bracket.
Sure, it's the whole basketball thing madness. Is going on. But yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting to a point.
Murder madness is what we're doing.
Yes.
Because people love real true crime.
It is big right now, and it always has been. And so we're going to begin with the Sinister 16.
That's right. Here's the first half of the murderers or serial killers that will be going at it in our bracket, where bracketology meets criminality. Gina's
nice.
Going to tell us our first eight. We'll reveal the other eight in coming about half hour.
Okay.
Okay, so first we have Lizzie Borden versus the Zodiac Killer.
Ooh, old school Lizzie Borden, yeah.
Yes. We have Ted Bundy versus the Menendez brothers.
Ooh, one versus two. That's an interesting one.
Yeah. We have Ed Kemper versus David Berkowitz.
Okay, yeah, he was the son of Sam.
He was son of Sam, New York City.
Yeah.
Yep. And then we have Rodney Alcala, who was the
dating game
dating
killer.
Game killer, yes. And they just made that movie about him.
Yes.
No, I'm trying to remember. Did he actually go on the dating game?
He was on the dating game, yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
That's how they caught him.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. And he is against OJ.
Against OJ.
That's going to be a great battle.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So that's just the first half of our Sinister 16. Starting tomorrow, we're going to put them up against each other.
Right.
And we have a special guest.
Yes. Who will be helping us decide who wins each bracket.
And I'm AI Keith Morrison of Dateline. I'll be telling you who would win, murderer versus murderer. After all, what better voice to tell you who wins in our murder of madness with Woody and Jim than the man who looks like he could be a serial killer already? That's me.
He is creepy.
Okay, so if you want to know what's going to go down for the next 2 days.
Yes.
Between 7 and 9 a.m., Tuesday and Wednesday of this week, we're going to do a matchup every 15 minutes.
Right.
And that will slowly narrow it down until we have a killer champion.
Yes. We start with the Sinister 16, and then we narrow it down to the Inmate 8.
That's right. And then what name did we come up with? I think the...
I have it.
We worked really hard on this. We had meetings.
We can't move on until we...
We did.
Oh, I didn't write it down.
Okay. We'll get there.
Yeah.
It's okay. We're still in the Sinister 16.
Yeah. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
The next eight will be revealed at 7:40.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. We're all wearing green. Good for us.
Yep. We're safe.
We're safe.
From the pinching.
From pinching.
Welcome. It's Monday.
Yes. How was our weekend, you guys?
Mine was, I think, the same as everybody's, kind of dreary because of the storms and rain.
It was dark.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, it felt like nighttime most of the time.
Yeah, like 2 p.m. I looked outside and I was like, holy smokes.
Yeah.
It's
dark.
Yeah, mine was kind of quiet. Let's see. I watched the second to last episode of Severance.
Okay.
It's incredible. I watched about 16 hours of breakdown theories on YouTube after that. And then I watched about half of the Millie Bobby Brown, Chris Pratt movie, The Electric State on Netflix, and just walked away.
Yeah.
I may finish it. I hear it has a twist at the ending. I don't know. Might come back. Might not. Yeah, not too much. What about you guys?
I stayed true to my word and did nothing on Saturday.
Good
Mostly
for you.
Mostly slept. Yeah, it was amazing. Got out of bed at 11. So, yeah, that was awesome. Sunday, Landon and I, my husband, tried a new church. So that was kind of fun.
Okay.
And
we liked it.
You're good.
Yeah. Yeah. And I ate a whole package of birthday cake Oreos.
Ooh.
I did. They were the mini ones. They weren't, they only had two sleeves.
But still, I'm proud of you to admit that, because there are weekends that go by where I eat something horrible and I eat the whole package.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I'm not telling anybody.
And you just try to hide the evidence.
Yeah, exactly. Throw it in the garbage outside and in the garage.
Yeah. Oreos were part of my weekend, too. I was over at Jeff's house yesterday. We were watching the Tennessee-Florida game. And the kids, Ollie and Charlie, my granddaughter, they were having an Oreo challenge where you put the Oreo on your forehead and then you try to get it into your mouth without using your hands.
Uh-huh.
And it was hilarious.
Muscle movement, right?
And so Ollie's going like, "Doodad, I challenge you." And we're all looking at him like, "You just want to eat another Oreo."
Yeah.
that conversation could easily been the other way around.
Yeah.
Woody wants another Oreo. I challenge you.
St. Patrick's Day, of course, is Irish for Cinco de Mayo.
Which makes a lot of sense if you don't think about it.
Also, what doesn't make a lot of sense if you don't think about it is a Woody and Jim joke off. We're about to do that for you now as we tell terrible jokes back and forth. First person to laugh loses.
Okay.
Are we ready?
Cue the dramatic music. Woody, it is your turn to start things today.
Jim, I went to the bee store. Don't ask me where it is. I went to the bee store and asked for a dozen bees. They gave me 13. Guy said, "Don't worry, that's a freebie."
Freebie?
That's
freebie.
Cute.
It is cute. It was adorable. An adorable start.
So my sister said, "It could always be worse. You could be in the ground surrounded by water." Mm. I mean, I know she means well.
Jim, I'm embarrassed to admit it, but I was once a man trapped inside a woman's body.
Really?
Then I was born.
Ah. How do you know you're at a real St. Patrick's Day Irish party?
How do you know?
When the party's over, everybody's gone, but nobody said goodbye.
The Irish goodbye.
It's my favorite.
Jim, I don't know if you're aware of this, but Paul McCartney cannot compete in marathons.
Why not?
He's been banned on the run. That was terrible.
Yeah.
I feel bad for you laughing at that, Gina.
It was a pity laugh. Don't worry.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's good.
That's great.
That's good. We love that.
We take him.
Yeah.
You know, I've always heard, do what you love and the money will follow.
Mm.
I ate a whole pizza, took a nap, and watched TV all weekend. Now I wait.
Now we wait for the money. Jim, how does the man in the moon cut his hair?
I don't know.
He clips it.
Woody, singing in the shower is fun until you get soap in your mouth. And then it's a soap opera.
Jim, never iron your four-leaf clover.
Really?
You don't want to press your luck. St. Patty's Day joke.
Woody, my friend joined a cult. They believe that one day they will all cease to exist in their human form.
Yes.
And become water vapor. I told him, "You will be missed."
Gotcha.
It was terrible, but it amused me.
It was awful.
Three things you want to know this morning. Okay, never give up on your dreams. There's a 71-year-old guy named Don who lives in Wisconsin who has just eaten his 35,000th Big Mac.
Wow.
He eats two of them a day. And he's up to 35,000.
And is that how much he weighs as well?
Yes. Gina and I were thinking the exact same thing.
Like, he cannot be healthy.
Is there a picture of him?
I'll try to find one.
Okay, because, before this three things is over... I want to know what this guy looks like after eating two Big Macs a day.
Do you guys remember that that movie that came out, Life Size?
Super Size Me.
Yeah.
Right.
Dear Lord.
That's funny.
Okay.
Delivery driver has won a $50 million payout from Starbucks.
Really?
After he suffered serious burns when the tea he ordered fell out of the traveling holder and spilt onto his lap.
Oh, wow.
I guess as they were handing the little tray that holds drinks to him, the drink was not pushed down far enough to be held into the drink holder.
Yeah.
And then it fell out and spilled on his lap, causing severe burns, disfigurement, and debilitating nerve damage to his genitalia.
Oh, my gosh.
Yikes.
It is hot.
It is hot. And he has had to undergo multiple skin grafts and a bunch of other procedures. So he got $50 million.
Good.
Because of that.
Wow.
Because they didn't push it down hard enough into the drink holder.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That poor employee, too.
Oh, I know.
Like, yuck.
That'd feel awful.
Well, there's a new map of the most popular beers in every state because today's St. Patrick's Day and Guinness drinkers are going berserk and
sure
all the things. So the map, can you guys guess what Tennessee's is?
This is of the Irish beers?
No, of just beer
just
in general.
Beer in general.
Guinness
in general?
Is on this map a couple times, surprisingly.
Right. Okay.
But yeah, can you guys guess what just Tennessee's is?
Regular beer, Tennessee.
I would guess Bud Light.
Okay.
Boy, yeah, that would be my first guess. So I'll just go with Miller Lite.
Okay, you're both wrong. It's Coors.
Coors Light.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah, which right. I'm kind of shocked
I had no
as well.
Idea.
Yeah.
I don't know. As a guy who bartended the last couple of years, I didn't sell a lot of Coors Lights.
Oh.
But I don't know. Maybe they're out there somewhere.
Yeah, they're somewhere. Miller is big on this map.
Secretly.
Yeah.
Drinking Coors Light.
Georgia, South Carolina, and New Jersey all have Guinness as their number one.
I think they're lying.
I do too. I don't.
Nobody drinks it year round.
No.
Right.
It's the most popular beer in your whole state.
Right.
No.
That's a lie.
No, that's like, it's thick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
dark. It's like a
dark
very.
Dark and thick. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. It's like nobody drinks that as their everyday beer.
No. Most people take a sip of Guinness and just make an ick face.
What do you have? We found any photos of this guy who ate 2 Big Macs a day.
And he's up to 35,000. His name is Don. He lives in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. And yeah, I found a picture of him actually eating a Big Mac in the picture, surprisingly.
Him being from Wisconsin kind of makes sense.
Yeah. He's not as fat as you think he would
no.
be.
But he's like one of those guys that has a really big frame.
Yeah.
Like he looks super tall and super big. He's like a reacher.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And, you know? And he also has a really terrible haircut. You know,
he does. Well, too.
Spent you know. All his money on Big Macs.
Exactly.
So he can go to Supercuts.
Then it's go home to the bowl.
Totally hits. Totally Nashville. Woody and Jim in the morning. It's Gender Wars time. All right. Representing the guys in the audience, we have Jordan and Smyrna. Hello, Jordan.
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
Great. Good,
good
to
luck.
Have you.
And for the ladies, we have Donna. Hello, Donna.
Good morning, all.
Good morning. Good
hey
luck.
There. Now, Donna, you're actually calling from Illinois. Thank you for being part of the show.
Yeah.
But you're going to, if you lose, you're going to, or win rather, you're going to donate your tickets because you can't make it from
of
Illinois.
Course. So any place or anyone, if I win, that you feel would enjoy the tickets, please pass them on.
That's so okay. sweet.
All right. That's very nice.
Okay, so if Donna wins this game, we have free Predator tickets we'll give away like to the next caller.
Yeah.
But Jordan awesome. Could steal it and take the tickets if he wins.
That's true.
Okay, here we go. We have a get acquainted question to kind of let you warm up and wade into the pool. Okay, Jordan, tell us, what was the first job you ever had?
I used to do landscaping around the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's a very common, that was my first job probably.
Yeah, yeah.
Cutting somebody's grass. Donna, what about you? What was your first job?
Other than the typical babysitting, I actually cleaned motel rooms at 17 years old.
No way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
oh, the things you must have seen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I could tell stories.
Donna, my wife did the same thing, and she has stories for days.
Of things you found.
Oh, man.
Oh, yes. And the things that people claim aren't theirs.
Oh, yeah. That was already in this room before I came in.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Donna, we're going to have to hold on to your phone number because I think you would make an excellent interview just on this topic alone.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yes, I could probably tell those stories. And plus, my mother worked with me, so it was even more fun.
Oh, okay.
Oh, gosh.
And then it makes it awkward. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, let's get to the game at hand we call Gender Wars, in which we ask you guys questions that the other gender might know more of. Let's begin.
All right, we start with a multiple choice question for both of you. Donna, in the Star Wars universe, is Princess Leia Luke Skywalker's mom, sister, or aunt?
She is his aunt.
What's that, aunt? No.
Yes.
Oh, shoot.
No, they were brother and sister.
Okay.
And they even make out in one of the movies.
Yeah, which is weird.
Which is a very Tennessee thing.
Sounds like Achilles too.
Okay, Jordan, if you visit harryanddavid.com, are you shopping for shoes, food gift baskets, or maternity clothes?
Shoes?
No. Food baskets.
Okay, you like gift baskets. Okay.
Food baskets.
Okay. Still 0-0.
Donna, John Madden was a famous coach of what sport?
Football.
Ooh, is
there
right.
You go.
He says proudly.
There you go. Good job.
All right, Jordan, let's see if you can tie it up.
Jordan, Susan Lucci played Erica Kane for years on what long-running soap opera?
Screw.
All right. He's hoping Donna doesn't know the answer to this. Give Donna the same question.
Young and Restless.
Oh.
No, no.
I know.
Was All My Children.
All My Children.
Okay.
And Jordan got a point.
Yeah.
Using the screw.
Okay, so you guys are tied up. Here we go, Donna. How many of your opponent's ships must you sink to win a game of Battleship?
Screw.
Okay, all screwing right. You right
she
back.
Says, guess what? I got one too. So, Jordan.
All right, Jordan, how many ships do you have to sink to win a game of Battleship?
Is it 7?
No.
No.
It is not 7.
It's only 5. Only 5. Okay.
So the screw worked for both of you. That's another point for Donna.
Okay, but Jordan, you can still tie it up with the correct answer here.
Okay, Robin's egg is a shade of what color?
Robin's egg?
Yep.
Pink? I don't know.
Pink?
It's blue.
Is not correct.
No, it's a shade of what? Blue?
Blue, yes.
Blue!
Blue.
All
that
right.
Means Donna's our winner!
Woo! And since she's in Illinois, she can't use tomorrow night's Predators tickets. So we're just going to give those away to the next caller.
So give us a holler, 615-553-0933, 615-553-0933. You can text or call, and we'll give you tickets to go see the Preds take on the Blues.
Thanks to Donna. We appreciate you doing that.
That was kind.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, Woody and Jim in the morning. Of course, Donna won Gender Wars a few seconds ago, and she can't use the tickets for tomorrow night's Preds game because she lives in Illinois. So we thought, okay, we'll just give them to the next caller, and we did.
Yeah, we got gave them to a man named Steve.
A man named Steve.
Congratulations, Steve. Enjoy the game.
Said he's going to take his girlfriend. So
good deal.
All right. Yeah.
Date night. And for free. Yeah. That's awesome. It is Monday, and we need a mood boost. Hey, feeling good, like I should.
When in Durbu, walk around the neighborhood. So much fun to live in Nashville because just really cool things happen with big stars. And they just, like, have fun here like they can't anywhere else.
Right.
So over the weekend, Ed Sheeran, not a stranger to Nashville. He loves it here.
Yeah.
He decided to sing a medley of his hits while strutting around the bar, on top of the bar, at Tootsie's Orchid Lounge, downtown on Broadway. And
cool.
The crowd was loving it.
Oh, yeah.
And he was so nice and gracious, even while singing.
Yeah.
Probably because he knows his songs by heart. He was even grabbing phones where people were FaceTiming their friends.
Right.
God knows where.
Yeah.
And he would be singing to them while he's, you know, on top of the bar and then hand the phone back to him.
That's awesome.
He's a great guy, and he loves Nashville. And those are the kind of fun things that only Nashville brings
you. Yeah, when somebody just pops up out of nowhere, and it's somebody super famous.
That's why we love living here.
Yeah, there you go. It's the Woody and Jim Mood Boost. Totally hits. Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. You know, while the whole world is caught up in the college basketball tournament, we decided to go a slightly different direction. And
true crime direction.
As we have murder madness. As now we are going to give you the second half of the Sinister 16.
We've collected your ideas of serial killers and murderers mm-hmm. throughout history. And we will pit them against each other in a bracket-style tournament.
Starting tomorrow,
every 15 minutes. And see who wins, who will become the ultimate champion killer.
Right. As it goes from the Sinister 16 to the Inmate 8.
To the Fatal 4.
Fatal 4. And then we'll eventually have a winner.
Yeah.
As America stands by and waits.
We've revealed 8 already. It's time to tell everybody who the final 8 will be in our Sinister 16 of murderers versus murderers.
Gina's been working really hard on this. So it's awesome.
Yes.
So we have Richard Ramirez, who was the Night Stalker.
The Night Stalker, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then we have him versus Ed Gein, who was he inspired the horror characters like Norman Bates and Leatherface.
And oh, really?
Yeah. Silence of the Lambs.
He was a real life guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was inspiring.
Yes. Then we have John Wayne Gacy.
Ooh, the killer clown.
Yeah, versus Eileen Wuornos.
The first female serial killer.
Yes.
So ladies are making their way.
Yes, and she's terrifying. Gary Ridgway, who was the Green River Killer.
Okay.
And then he is facing Dennis Rader.
Who
was the BTK killer.
Which stands for Bind, Torture, Kill.
Yes.
Okay, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Also, can we just say that Woody is reciting all of this off of memory? He has no paper in front of him.
Yeah. Gina's had to look it up, and I'm sitting there going, who's that? Because I only dabble in the true crime.
I'm switching between tabs on my laptop, and Woody's just like rattling all of these off.
Finally, the creepy podcasts I listen to are finally paying off.
It just cracks me up.
His PhD level knowledge of this murder stuff is amazing.
It cracks me up. Yeah. Okay, and then the last two is Jeffrey Dahmer versus Casey Anthony.
Yeah!
Oh, man, that could be the early match to watch.
I know. I think that one, and this was, I didn't do any of this on purpose, but Ted Bundy versus Menendez and Jeffrey Dahmer versus Casey Anthony, I feel like people would tune in to
those
watch.
Those are marquee.
Those are the good matchups. Those are the number one seeds.
Although, I don't know, the John Wayne Gacy and Eileen Wuornos, that's kind of a good pair up,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, but I think your original idea is just like, to me, that's mm-hmm. that's the ticket.
Yep.
Okay, well, tomorrow we'll start eliminating as we go through our murder bracket.
How will we decide who beats who?
We need an expert.
And I'm AI Keith Morrison of Dateline. I'll be telling you who would win, murderer versus murderer. After all, what better voice to tell you who wins in our murder of madness with Woody and Jim than the man who looks like he could be a serial killer already? That's me.
AI Keith Morrison will tell us who wins in the matchups.
As we pit the murderers against murderers.
And why.
Yeah. 3 things you want to know this morning.
So a French lawmaker is calling for the U.S. to return the Statue of Liberty, claiming France should reclaim its iconic gift. The demand, which is symbolic, comes as a response to, you know, U.S. policies on tariffs and stuff. But sorry, France. No takesies, backsies.
I know. We didn't put a tariff on France. I think that's one of the few countries we didn't.
It's been threatened.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Well, yeah, okay.
It hasn't. But who hasn't been threatened?
Exactly.
Yeah. Name one.
What song has been used the most in TV and movies? Any guesses?
Oh, gosh. This is so hard. And I'm just going to go with a gut instinct that tells me it's like a Queen song.
Oh, that's a good one.
But I don't know.
No?
No?
I don't know. I'm not.
Okay. Here, I'll give you the top 3.
Okay.
Number 3 is At Last by Etta James.
Okay.
Oh. My Love Will Come Along, that thing. Yep. And number 2 is Push It by Salt-N-Pepa.
Really?
Oh. And here's the number one song that's been used the most in TVs and movies, 52 films and TV appearances for Montel Jordan. This is how we do
it. Okay. All right, you know, I was thinking like, oh, what movie is playing, what song is playing over like the most iconic part of a film?
Yeah.
But like, no, like every like fun movie has like, well, we're going to jam for like
yeah.
Yeah,
a bit,
right.
And they're
right.
going to use
and
that.
The love stories, like any romance movie for the most part has that Etta James song. So
yeah.
That makes
yeah.
sense too.
Okay, I'm starting to get it now.
Yeah.
Fun party music.
Yeah, there you go. Gina?
Well, Jerry O'Connell over the weekend posted something that was so funny that I think everybody can laugh at except for his teenage daughters.
Okay.
So it's a picture of him in a security t-shirt, and there's another picture of him giving a breathalyzer test to a kid. And the caption says, allowing your daughters to throw high school ragers requires preparation, courage, and trust. And they were like celebrating a play, I guess, that they put on or something. But
wow.
He let the kids have like a rager at his house,
they
but he was going around testing all the kids for alcohol and everything.
Oh, that's fantastically embarrassing.
Yes, exactly.
Totally hits. Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. It's Woody and Jim in the morning. Finding some Irish music for St. Patrick's Day. That's kind of a song that they play toward the end of the night where everyone is already drunk and screaming, I love you so much, and trying to hold each other up.
Yeah. Not so much dancing, but like leaning against each other to keep each other from falling.
That's the song you hear right before people start throwing up green stuff.
Yep.
So there. You have that to look forward to tonight.
I don't care where you go, but you can't stay here, everybody.
Exactly.
Time to go.
All right. We have Gender Wars coming up. But before we do that, we have something very serious. It's the Woody and Jim joke off. Bad jokes back and forth till somebody laughs. First person to laugh loses.
Gina can laugh all she wants.
Yeah.
It's Woody and I who have to not laugh.
Yeah. Gina usually just gives us pity laughs, which we appreciate.
Yeah. Okay.
Would you like to begin, Jim?
Sure. Woody, whoever came up with the word dentures really missed an opportunity to call them substitutes.
Ah. Jim, they're starting a flight company for bald men.
Yeah?
It's called Receding Airlines.
I like that. Yeah, that's kind of cute. Didn't laugh, but I like it.
Kind of cute.
I put my phone under my pillow last night.
Yeah?
When I woke up, it was gone, and there was a dollar there. It was the Bluetooth fairy.
Oh, that's cute. Jim, one of my dogs ate an entire bag of Scrabble pieces.
Yeah.
I took him to the vet. No word yet.
I was wondering if I should come to work today.
Mm.
And then I saw some guys putting up a giant rectangle along the highway.
Yes.
It was a sign.
I was winning the stuffiest nose contest, Jim. Sadly, I ended up blowing it at the end.
Felt that one coming.
Yes.
A friend asked me to, video his wedding, but the zoom button on my camera is broken. I'm not sure how it's going to pan out.
Jim, why do melons have weddings?
I don't know.
Because they cantaloupe.
I like cantaloupe.
I like cantaloupe, yeah.
I like turtles.
Let's just talk about
I like turtles.
What melons we like.
Woody, my wife asked me, are you sometimes surprised at how little people change?
Mm.
I said, actually, the process is the same. They just have tinier clothes.
Ah. What's leather and sounds like a sneeze?
I don't know.
A shoe. Okay.
I was almost going to say, bless you. And then I realized that was part of the joke. I stopped myself.
Excellent.
Oh, my gosh. You caught me off guard.
A footwear joke has made it.
It was out of my courtesy that I realized I had been tricked with jokery.
Tricked into laughter? Three things you want to know this morning. Manly men are doing something that doctors are saying That's really stupid. Don't do that.
Okay.
They're trimming their eyelashes.
No.
Why?
They think long eyelashes makes them look feminine. So if they want to be true, grunting, manly men, they have long eyelashes.
If you don't have eyelashes at all, you just look weird.
Yeah. And it also, you know, your eyelashes keep stuff from getting in your eyes.
Yeah.
And, you know, you could have eye infections.
They serve a purpose.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Embrace your eyelashes.
That's silly.
That is dumb. Forever 21 could be never 21 very soon, as they're planning on closing, shutting its doors for good. The fast fashion outlet that sold $7 t-shirts and $12 dresses apparently can't compete with pretty much probably the places they got their stuff from. The Chinese companies like, I don't know, is it Shen or Shane?
Shein.
Yeah,
and Temu. So they are going under. At one time had 500 U.S. locations, 800 in the world.
Yeah.
Wow. At best, the very best scenario is they would keep 100 open in the highest traffic locations in the U.S.
Huh.
Maybe. Mm. But the Forever 21 at Opry Mills, already closed.
Wow.
Empty.
I remember back to school shopping with my daughter, you know, buy something for the first day of school because they knew it wouldn't last past that.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's fast fashion. You wear it once and then it falls apart and, you know.
Yeah. I always got instant anxiety as soon as I walked in the store because it was always cluttered. It was never clean.
Oh, yeah. Everything, the stuff was balled up on the floor.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. You could never find what you wanted. Yeah. I hated going in there. I'm not surprised it's closed. It's not a good shopping experience.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Here's an idea. Make your shopping experience a really nice one, and maybe people will still come.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Wow.
Weird thought. Well, yesterday was Selection Sunday, which means all of the teams for the big basketball brackets got picked. And in them are a couple teams from Tennessee. You have University of Tennessee, Memphis, and Lipscomb for all of the men's basketball teams.
Right.
And then for the women's, Tennessee Tech, Vanderbilt, and Tennessee.
Nice.
So we have some teams to root on this year.
All right.
Representing well.
Okay, Woody and Jim Show podcast extra. Let's talk about the astronauts who might be coming home soon.
Okay, they went up there for what was supposed to be like
eight days. Yeah.
And that was last summer.
In the Starliner, Boeing spacecraft.
Stellar safety record.
Uh-huh.
Boeing spacecraft couldn't bring them back.
Yeah.
So they've been just stuck up there on the space station for all this time. Butch, who is a Mount Juliet native.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Then there's his co-astronaut on that mission.
Suni Williams, who...
Right. She's up there with him.
Yeah.
They both made the mission together. They're both waiting to come home. They might come home tomorrow.
I guess the crew that's supposed to replace them has arrived at the International Space Station.
SpaceX had to bail out Boeing and send up one of their rockets to get these two.
Right.
And
I guess the first thing that Suni Williams said is, did anyone bring a comb? Have you seen her hair?
She's got the floaty hair.
Yeah.
Her weightless hair is amazing.
She looks like she's getting electrocuted.
Yeah.
There's hat hair. There's humidity hair. And nobody's ever talked about space hair.
Yeah, space hair.
This picture of Butch, though, he looks pretty rough, too.
Well, they've been up there since June.
Yeah. There's not like there's no floating Great Clip satellite that can come along and give them a new do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. A lot of things have happened since they've been up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we have a different president. We have... Post Malone Oreos.
Right.
Really good.
They missed it on that. Hopefully they won't run out before they get back.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I hope
eggs are super expensive.
Yeah.
I don't know. They might want to go back.
The gas prices are down.
the gas prices are down.
Yeah, they're down a little bit. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
So that's good.
Yeah, first thing, hey, let's go to Joanne Fabric. Oh.
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 What about Forever 21? Red Robin?
Halloween? They missed a great opportunity because the incoming astronauts there to replace them for them to come home, they should have been wearing ape suits.
Yeah.
Planet of the Apes.
Where they all said,
you missed a lot. You missed the Post Malone Oreos and the planet has been taken over by damn dirty apes.
Which, yeah.
Yeah, there's, yeah. There's a couple things.
Planet of the Apes. Yeah. Totally forgot to mention that humans are now subservient to apes.
Which, actually, we should give them a shot at it because
let them run things.
Humans ain't doing that great right now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, can you imagine if like Congress was full of apes and they settled their arguments by throwing poop at each other?
Oh, yeah.
See, that's the C-SPAN
I want
to watch.
You know, that might be a more entertaining thing to watch with them just, ooh, ah. Like yelling at each other.
Yeah. It's the Gulf of Bananas.
There you go.
All right. I think we've already had too many Guinnesses.
That's right. Happy St. Patty's Day, y'all.
Back to the podcast.
Hey, what are we doing the rest of the day, you guys?
Start with Gina.
I don't have too much to do.
That's good.
I know.
That's
it's kind of nice. Yeah, I kind of don't know what to do since I have nothing to do. Some other things for another job, but other than that, pretty open, so going to stop by the gym and might pick up some local bone marrow lotion. That's kind of like the whole new rage now.
Okay, because that sounds a lot like Silence of the Lambs.
I know.
It puts the lotion in the basket.
Yeah, it puts the bone broth in the basket. Yeah.
I'm just in the murder frame of mind. Is this something you rub on yourself?
Yes, yeah, it's like it's lotion. It's just supposed to be better for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've had the drink before, the bone broth.
Yeah.
And it's like supposed to be really good for you.
Yeah, it's like chicken broth or like any type of broth. Yeah.
Chicken broth.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, high in protein. But yeah, this is just supposed to be like a healthier alternative to lotion since they have like
chemicals and stuff.
Yeah. Just lather myself in it.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll report back and see how moisturized my skin is.
You're going to be so moisturized tomorrow.
That's right.
You're going to slide across the floor. It's going to be amazing.
I have a tremendous amount of Irish heritage. So tonight is Monday dinner and movie night with the whole family coming over. So I'm making an Irish pot roast.
Wow.
And I don't know what the movie is because it's a secret every night.
Yes.
We never know until the movie starts.
Who's picking?
My son-in-law is picking.
Okay.
So I don't know. It's going to be tough. I think he's used up all the Godzilla movies because he's a big Godzilla fan. But everybody always picks a good movie. Yeah. We have fun.
Yeah, I got a few errands to run today, then I'm going to go get a license plate for my car. I thought about getting the new black ones. Have you seen those?
Oh, yeah.
No. Is it just a fashion choice, or does it have a
different meaning? It has a meaning. That's why I'm not going to get one, because the meaning is you're in the black, like Black Friday, where you're debt-free. And I am totally the opposite of that. That's what it means. Yeah,
you're touting that you have no debt.
Yeah, it's like a humble brag.
It's a Dave Ramsey brag.
So stupid. Yeah. And you know what, Woody? I don't think they're even cute license plates. So
no,
you don't want
dark.
It.
Yeah,
no.
They're ugly.
Anyway, yeah.
You don't.
Maybe I'll get the one with the giant cartoon fish on it for Tennessee.
I mean, and frankly, if you're not out of debt, you have to pay extra for a special license plate.
Yeah.
So this is probably not a purchase you should make.
Yeah.
That's true. That's very true.
I miss the old green ones. I liked those.
I did too.
Yeah. Well, thanks for talking me off the ledge, you guys.
Okay. All right.
I got you.
We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning as the murderers will be murdered one by one.
They take each other out.